Lake Effect continues on WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Gospel, it is music to wake up to, music that gets you off your seat, music that makes you want to raise your arms and cheer with elation.
Charisse Love, Jaquan Quan Clark, and Sean Winston are no stranger to the joy that gospel brings. They are part of a quartet called Spiritual Tones, representing a next generation of gospel singers in Milwaukee. They are performing at the 5th Annual Milwaukee Gospel Jubilee on Friday night.
They stop by with Jubilee organizer John Seeger to speak with Lake Effect's Mayon Silver and to sing some tunes.
But sometimes at night, when I'm all alone, I can talk to Jesus on my telephone. When I'm sad, he makes me smile. I be talking just me and my God and I. Nobody but me, my God and I. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but me, my God and I. Good God Almighty. Nobody but me, my God and I. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but me, my God and I. Nobody, nobody, nobody but me, my God and I. Stay right there. Nobody but me, my God and I. Nobody, nobody, nobody but me, my God and I. When I'm all alone, nobody but me, my God and I. Good God Almighty, nobody but me, my God and I.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah, that was really great.
You make it look easy.
Yeah, that was beautiful, mellifluous, melodic. Well, first of all, I wanted to say welcome to all four of you guys to
Thank
Lake
you.
Effect.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. Where did you first get into gospel music?
In the early 90s, a friend of mine said the Masonic Wonders, a group that's been together only maybe 60 years, two original members. They said they needed a guitar player. So I found myself in these churches that were very unlike the ones I grew up in. Because I grew up in a Catholic church. So there was no Gregorian chant in these churches. But there was something that sounded a lot like rock and roll and blues and just all the exciting music in America. And it was gospel, because that's where it all comes from.
How did you guys get into gospel music? Was it just in the blood? How did that happen?
My mom was singing with the Queens of Harmony for over 30 years, and they've been together for 50-something years. So she would always have me in church, and I would always get up on stage with them and just stand by them. And then, eventually I just started singing. So I've been in church, all my life, so it's something that's in the blood, really.
Can you describe what it's like being in church when people are doing gospel?
It's normal to me, so it's
What about for someone who's never experienced it?
They would think it would be different, if it's their first time seeing it.
I can tell you because I wasn't raised in that church, and I came in, and I can tell you right now, if my church had been like that, I came in and stage and altar are almost the same thing. The stage looks like a stage that I'm used to. It has amps and drums and a bass amp and keyboards and a PA, and then when they play, it's a fine line between gospel, which is kind of the originator, and all the music I love. So I'd probably still be going to that church. and for me, and a crowd sang along and clapped, and someone like Charisse, I knew her when she was probably, 11 or 12, younger. But even younger than her, someone will get up to sing, and the whole crowd will support them. If they can't find it out, they'll be yelling, "You can do it, you can do it." Am I right?
Yeah.
It's very supportive atmosphere. And in a lot of other cultures, like mine, you can have the desire to sing laughed out of you. It happened to people I know. I'm married to one, so. And she's a good singer.
So Quan, when you sing gospel, what are these reactions like in the churches that you're singing in?
Normally, when I'm singing in different places, it's pretty good. Everybody loves to hear me sing, and yeah, so it's pretty good.
Did you get into it through a different style of music or straight gospel?
No, both of my grandparents, they are pastors and bishops, and since I've been little, Been in church nonstop. My aunties, they sing, and I was getting up with them singing. And from there, it went on and on. Then I got in a group over here and continued to go. So it's just natural for us.
And Sean, you too?
Yes, I've been in it all my life. I'm the newbie in the group. They adopted me. So I'm very happy that they did and very excited. So when I'm out singing, it just do something to me. It makes my bones just quiver. I just love it. I really love it. I'm very excited all the time. So I just be like, come on, let's do this. Let's get out here. Let's do this.
And that is him.
Yes.
And is it the lyrics or is it the music? Are you doing a lot of a cappella? Are you working with choirs? What are you doing?
We do a cappella if our musicians can't make it. But a lot of the songs that we do is usually music. Like, we just wrote a song. All our music is music. Unless we have to do a cappella like this, then yeah.
Like today? For yeah. The, yeah. Then you work with a bunch of instruments?
Yes.
And how many singers would be singing at once in church on Sunday morning?
As far as this group, it's four singers. It's a lead and then three background.
There's a tradition in gospel music of quartet singing. In its own way, it's formalized. There are certain harmonies that are right and certain ones that are wrong. And again, they're all the harmonies I love. And yes. They do everything just right. And it's all a folk tradition. It's something that you learn as a little kid, like all of them did. You don't go to school for this, mm-hmm. but you're actually studying your whole life. And by the time you're in your early 20s or even late teens, you're one of the best musicians or singers in town. And it's just a fact. This town is full of great singers and players who have all learned through this folk tradition, an oral tradition that goes way back. And if you can imagine singing the songs your grandparents sang and they're still alive and ongoing, I can't, because, you know, I would probably be singing Lawrence Welk or
right.
something like that. And for me, it had to move on. But it's already there and it's already good.
So how do you guys take your own spin, or do you take your own spin on things if this is such a long tradition of music?
Well, yeah, we kind of take our own spins because, like you said, it's quartet, but we're younger and we're more energized. Yeah. So we add our own little twists to different songs and things. Like, for instance, if we're writing a song, we play around a little bit, and then whatever we plan around with, it started to sound good, and we just started to make up a song with it, and that's how we got our first song out. So
there's some improvising.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's cool. So did you guys ever study jazz officially or anything like that, or you just came naturally?
For me, it came natural. For me,
Sean, I listen to all types of music. So from listening to jazz, R&B, rock and roll, you know, I kind of take different ideas and kind of put them together and come up with something unique. So that's the thing for me. I love it.
And that's the thing. Gospel is making it into mainstream culture. I don't know if you guys heard Chance the Rapper's Blessings song.
Oh, yeah,
and
I heard it.
Yeah, that's a good song. And, you know, do you guys take other influences? You were talking about jazz and R&B. Are there anything like Charisse? Would there be a style that you especially like when you're not being influenced by gospel?
I like old school music, but I like R&B music. So other than gospel, I just listen to R&B music. I don't really listen to my time with music.
And she likes a lot of old school music.
Yes.
So, yeah, the old school, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles,
the people right there.
It goes on and on and on.
Yes.
They were all gospel singers who crossed over. So they also had the same experience as this group had of learning in church. And most gospel groups stay in church. But when they cross over, there's a lot of great artists that come out of that and share it with the whole country and the world.
So how does the Christian nature of it or the spiritual nature of it play in for you guys? Being young, you know, a lot of young people are becoming more secular these days, maybe not going to church. Mm-hmm. How does this music tie in with religion or spirituality?
I'll let you answer that.
I guess because I was born around it and so used to singing gospel that it's just something natural, not saying that other music is bad because everybody has their own choice of music. But as far as gospel, it just depends on, like, your faith and religion, of course, and I don't know, something different.
We all believe in Jesus, so we want to keep him with us wherever we go. So we may say a prayer before we do anything, sing, whatever. But we want to keep him with us always. That's the number one thing right there.
And do you think gospel music can also be, you can connect to it even if you're not connecting to the religious aspect of it?
Yes.
Yes.
I know some people that's not, say, that's a Christian or whatever, yeah. And like a song will touch them and they'll be like, oh, this touched my heart. Or, you know, the message got to me. Like, I don't believe you have to be a Christian in order for a message to get through to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Where do you guys see gospel music going? You know, you're going to take it places. Where do you see for that?
Gospel music is everywhere, but we want to keep it alive, and then we want to make it our own in our own style. So we don't want to keep it the same. So we want to come and mix it up. So when we go other places, we will stick with them. Like, oh, I like they sound different and alive. I want to keep it that way.
Enjoy,
yes, mm-hmm. And enjoy. There we go.
Because we're young, and a lot of young people, they think that being in church is not fun. But we're here. You can be young and have fun in church at the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have our own little style and everything. So.
Is there one moment that you think, remember being in church, a particular church here in Milwaukee, that it was like the epitome of just rip-roaring gospel music?
You know, one of the things I've noticed is that gospel always delivers that. It's like it can be ecstatic and crazy happiness, you know, high energy, all the things you're talking about. And it often is pretty reliably that. We've done these gospel brunches at Colectivo, leading up to the Jubilee, and we've done those, I think, for 4 years. It might be 3 or 4, but I used to worry about them because sometimes people would show up late. It's not like regular showbiz. It doesn't have quite the same rules, and I'd be, you know, sweating bullets hoping everyone gets there. And there isn't one of them that didn't end like you just described, with them pretty much, you know, at a high energy level with the roof lifting off that building. I mean, it's nuts. And it's very joyous and dependably joyous music.
Are there any lyrics in particular to any particular gospel piece that really speaks to you guys? Or a simple set of lyrics that you can think of? They use psalms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything with Jesus keep me, Jesus hold my hand, anything like that moves me because that's what I need.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Hold, keep me, Lord, keep me.
For me, it's a song called Satisfied. It's basically telling you if everything that you plan on doing fails, if you don't get your house, you don't get the car that you want, your dreams never come true, will you be satisfied with God? And that kind of speaks to me. So that's mine for me.
Wow, that's really nice.
I think take your burdens to the Lord because, you know, it's a lot going on in the world, and I just think that the Lord, he listens, of course, and he can solve all your problems. I feel like you shouldn't have to worry. You just take all your problems to him, and he'll fix it either now or when he feels
he's
that it's necessary.
He's always on time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Nice. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank
and
you.
Singing.
Thank
and
you for having
us.
Yeah.
Yes.
I stopped by to tell somebody he did not wake me up early this morning.
The quartet Spiritual Tones performs as part of Milwaukee Gospel Jubilee on Friday night at Turner Hall. It is a fundraiser for Progressive Community Healthcare. They were joined by organizer John Seeger, and they spoke with Mayon Silver.
So glad, yes, I'm glad. So glad,
oh Lord,
so glad he.
Come on, put those hands together.
Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. We come to praise the Lord.
I said I stopped by to tell somebody he did not wake me up early this morning.
No, but he did.
He did not start me on my way. He did.
But he did.
I could have been dead in my grave, but you made old death stand back and behave. So glad.
So glad.
I'm glad.
So glad.
Oh, Lord.
So glad he did.
Ooh, I'm glad
he did.
Anybody glad he
yeah.
did?
he did.
And I could remember,
he did.
When I was in my sin,
he did.
Wasn't nobody but Jesus,
he did.
That took me on in,
he did.
And I could remember,
he did.
I had it down
the door, he did.
And Jesus came,
he did.
Lifted my heavy load,
he did.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes, he did it.
He did.
Yes, he did it.
He did.
So glad.
So glad he did.
Anybody glad he did.
So glad he did.
Anybody glad he did.
So glad he did.
Let me tell you what the Lord did.
So glad he did.
Woke me up.
So glad he did. So glad he did.
Let Satan harm me.
So glad he did.
Look at what the Lord did.
So glad he did.
I can remember.
So glad he did.
When I was down and out.
So glad he did.
Jesus came.
So glad he did.
And he brought me out.
So glad he did.
And if you're glad he did.
So glad he did.
And if you're glad he did.
So glad he did.
You want to throw up your hands.
So glad he did.
And tell the Lord.
So glad he did.
Oh, I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus. Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus,
oh, thank you.
I thank him,
Jesus.
For reason.
Thank you.
I thank him,
Jesus.
Food.
Thank you.
Jesus.
To tell him,
thank you. I thank him,
Jesus.
I got to
thank
tell
you.
Him.
Jesus.
I'm gonna thank him.
Thank you.
Cause Lord, I know you've been.
Lord, I know you've been good.
Wow. Woo. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
You just want to get out of your seat and start.
And that's the reaction we look for.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yes. Thank
Thanks so much, guys. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
We know that if people don't do that, then something must be wrong.